This week, we come to paragraphs 2 and 3, concerning the scope and content of that which we rightly call the canon of Scripture. Canon meaning rule or standard. It is the rule of faith and practice. It is the rule of what we are to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of us. Without it, we could not and would not know God, the way of salvation, the comfort that comes with the gospel, and instructions as to how we are to live our lives. Now, in this week's explainer, my hope is not to cover all the books that are listed in the Bible. There are 66 of them. Any of you that regularly come to worship at Reformation OPC will have Bibles that have 66 books and no others. I'm referring specifically to the books of the Bible that we often call the Apocrypha. There are some later date Gospels that are often mentioned in current day textual criticism. None of those books are to be considered part of the canon of Scripture. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read paragraphs 2 and 3, leaving out the 66 books of the Bible in list form, and then I'm going to do a little more explanation as to what is being said here by the Westminster Divines. Under the name of Holy Scripture, or the Word of God written, are now contained all the books of the Old and New Testaments, which are these. That is where they're listed. And then the confession continues, all which are given by inspiration of God to be the rule of faith and life. Paragraph 3 continues, the books commonly called Apocrypha, not being of divine inspiration, are no part of the canon of Scripture, and therefore are of no authority in the Church of God, nor to be any otherwise approved or made use of than other human writings. These two paragraphs, along even with the fourth, which I'll cover next week, we find this question answered. What are the books that rightly belong to the canon of Holy Scripture? To first answer this question, we must note that much of what is written in this first paragraph, as it persists to the boundaries of the canon, that is, what writings belong between the bookends, you might say, of God's holy word, are those only that are given by divine inspiration. Stated positively, only those writings which are the true and holy record of God's revealing what he wished for man to record in writing are the Holy Scriptures. They consist of the books of the Old and New Testaments, the Old being written by Moses and the prophets. Others, of course, but that summary in Luke 16, Christ means by that all those who wrote the law and also what concerns the coming of the Messiah. Christ himself teaching from the already established canon of the Old Testament in his own day, as we see in Luke chapter 24. They are not only a rule, a standard, but the Word of God is active and powerful to make one wise in understanding and believing the true path of salvation. It is powerful to correct and effective to train us all in righteousness, as we see in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now stated negatively, all of those books that are not of divine inspiration cannot be part of the canon of God's perfect revelation. These books that do not belong, because they are not the product of divine inspiration, are the Apocrypha, as it is mentioned in paragraph 3 of chapter 1. These mentioned specifically in the Westminster Confession of Faith, because at that time you have to understand that they are writing specifically against the primary religion of Roman Catholicism, and they're holding to not only the Scriptures as authoritative, but also the councils and traditions of the Church and the decrees of the Pope as co-equal in their authority and in their use as canon. The reason these things cannot be included is because they do not have as their foundation the perfect speech of God through His Holy Spirit, but are, instead, the mere writings of uninspired men. Now, for this reason, they do not have authority in the Church, and they are not to be used as a standard in faith and practice as taught by the church. They are not to be used as the substance or the foundation for sermons, nor in the discipline of the elders. Nor are they to be taught as though they carry any more weight or the same weight as Holy Scripture. But they can be used as long as we acknowledge that they do not carry any more weight and authority than the writings of mere men. So what can we take away from all of this? It is simple. Open your Bibles, read your Bibles, understand that they are God's record of perfect speech, that they are given to us so that we might know how to live, that we might make use of them, that we might see them as our final authority and arbiter of what is good and right and pleasing to God. Know that God has perfectly revealed Himself in the books of the Bible, and so if we are to know God, and if we are to know what He requires of us, it is right that we open our Bibles and find not only information, but that the Holy Spirit, working along with the Word of God, will transform us so that we ourselves might become like the one we behold in His holy Word. That's it for this week. I hope it's been of some use to you.